Hello, I'm Mark Elwood and welcome back to another Nikon podcast. If you want to check out our previous podcasts, things like the one on the D3200 and our brilliant chat with the Bowie brothers, please go to press.nikonusa.com. You can download them all there. Of course, there's also contact information for the MWW team if you have any more questions. But today, I have to admit my favourite podcasts are always about cool new products. And of course, my favourite guest is here with me to talk about that, Steve Heiner.
Hi, Mark. Always good to be here.
So, we're going to talk about three really exciting new additions to the Coolpix line. Talk to me a little bit about why Coolpix started existing.
Well, Coolpix was a great sort of test bed for digital photography. We had done specialized professional digital cameras and really wanted to make them available to the masses because we knew that digital photography was really going to take hold and that it would really change photography, but it made it more accessible to build them on a mass level at a lower price so that people could take advantage of that. And the Coolpix, through the years, have had some really innovative designs and have constantly gotten better and better. Technology has really come to, an absolute amazing stage, as evidenced in these three brand new cameras.
Well, it's sort of, I always think of Coolpix as really taken Nikon's professional know-how and offering it up for everyone, making it really digestible, even for the enthusiastic amateur.
That's exactly the way we did it.
Yeah. That at these point of shoot. So let's talk about, I've got them in my hands. I wish I could show people. They'll probably hear me playing with them, the click every time I move things. Let's talk about the first of these, the P7700. This is the flagship that we're introducing, right?
It is. This is essentially the top of our Coolpix line. It offers every feature you could possibly imagine in a Coolpix camera, from great still photographs with its 12.2 megapixel CMOS sensor, which allows you to shoot in very low light, to even 1080p full HD movies with stereo sound can all be produced with the same small little camera.
I feel like I should hold it in front of the mic and just make it click, and you can sort of hear how gizmo-y it is.
Well, that's one of the cool features that you're playing with right now is that we put a what we call a vari-angle screen. It's got a 3-inch vari-angle screen on it that allows you to spin it all the way around so you can actually take self-portraits, Mark.
And check, my favorite kind of photo. And you can check that the whole point is you can take it. It makes the adaptability of the camera and how you can use it super, super broad, right?
Yeah, you can hold it up over crowds. You probably know about that. Anytime you're at a sporting event or a concert or whatever, you can hold this up high and you can tilt the screen down so that you can see it very easily. If you're shooting pictures of the kids or anything low to the ground, you can hold it very low and tilt the screen up so it's much easier to see. Makes it much more fun to take photographs and movies with this.
And the lens is brilliant in low light, right?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, this is a brand new lens. It's also a 7.1x like the P7100, but we've actually changed the aperture range from a full 2.0 aperture to f4.0 at the long end of the zoom. And what that enables people to do is shoot in much lower light than ever before.
And go and tell me, I know this is insanely well priced.
$499.95.
For all of that. Yeah. Again, I feel like I should be holding it straight in front of the mic. I want to talk about next about another amazing addition. This is the Coolpix S01. I wish I could find it. It's so tiny I can't even see it amid all this.
This is without a doubt the smallest camera we've ever made. It measures 3.1 inches by 2.1 inches by 0.7 inches. I mean, this will literally hide under a credit card.
It's kind of like a spy cam. I could put it in the palm of my hand and no one could even see I had a camera in my hand.
It'll easily fit in the palm of your hand, but it's a great little camera. As diminutive as it sounds, it's got a 10 megapixel CCD sensor. It shoots 720 movies. It's got a 3x zoom lens, a built-in flash, all the sort of features that you would expect from a basic Coolpix camera. And in fact, to make it even smaller, we've permanently installed the memory and the battery. So that enables us to actually make the entire camera much smaller than ever before.
So it's a bit like the L Fanning of cameras, like it's pint-sized but super talented.
Exactly.
I like to think of it that
way. That's a good way to put it.
Okay, super tiny, mini, and also quite mini-priced.
It is at $179.95. I know I'm going to be giving these away for Christmas. Oops, probably shouldn't have said that.
I was going to say, hopefully your family isn't listening to this podcast. But I also want to talk about another new camera that we're introducing, which I think really rides the zeitgeist of how photography is changing, right?
Most definitely.
I think it's the whole, what struck me was when I was using a point and shoot recently and I took a photograph and all the children instantly said, can I have a look? It reminded me of how photography is instantly social.
It absolutely is. And in fact, Nikon, through our sort of history of Coolpix cameras, which we were talking about earlier, have had five or six different generations of Wi-Fi cameras. They may have been a little ahead of their time. In fact, I know that they were, because sometimes, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, even as short a time period as that, seems very difficult to connect a camera to a Wi-Fi hotspot. But now they're so ubiquitous, and the whole sharing, the concept of sharing, is so much easier than it ever was. This is the right time.
So from going from shooting to sharing, making that effortless, is the S800C.
Yes.
Tell me, this blows my mind in terms of, I'm not really even sure what to call it.
Well, it's a camera, Mark.
Okay. But it's a camera with really unusual insides.
It is, which is really interesting, too. If you look at the front of it, it looks like a really attractive, high-end, stylish Nikon Coolpix camera. It has a 16-megapixel CMOS sensor in it, so it can shoot in very low light. It also has a 10x optical zoom lens, which is really what sort of makes this so unique, is that it has a Nikon glass lens with vibration reduction to help you steady your shots when you take them. But when you turn the camera around, of course, the entire camera is powered by the Android OS.
So it's sort of, from the front, it just looks like an amazing Coolpix camera. From behind, it looks a bit like a smartphone.
Right. It does. In fact, the 3.5-inch OLED screen that we put on that makes this operate very much like smart devices that people use every single day. That's the beauty of these technologies coming together finally to actually make a camera that shoots high-quality pictures, high-quality movies, coupled with the Android OS and having built-in Wi-Fi, allows people to share those memories immediately,
instantly,
right from the camera.
From the camera.
Immediately from the camera.
But also, I think it's fascinating, obviously, because it's an Android OS-based device, you have access to all the Android apps, which means you can do as much as your brain can imagine, right?
That's the best part about this. Not only can you send these to your favorite social networking sites, email them, message photographs, you can also download photo apps from the Google Play Store, and you can actually apply those to your photographs. Some apps even require that you can shoot with the camera while the app is running, and it totally integrates. So you have this unbelievable availability of filters and effects and things that you can do besides those that we built into the camera. Having the ability to download these third-party apps and actually apply them to your photographs just make sharing your photographs and creating photographs and movies that much more fun.
The potential is limitless, but also this has Wi-Fi, but you can connect this to a conventional smartphone or a tablet. You can link in to its cellular signal.
The best part about this is that you can pair this with a smartphone or a tablet, and you can actually move the pictures from the camera onto the tablet or smartphone, which you can then jump on your cellular network and send. Or if your smart device even has a hotspot capability for its Wi-Fi, you can actually send pictures directly from the camera through the hotspot onto a cellular network if you need to, or if you're outside of Wi-Fi range. So there's all kinds of possibilities, even when you're in the middle of the forest. And another cool thing, Mark, is that besides all the connectivity that you have in the S800C, it's actually got its own built-in GPS system, which can actually tag your photographs. Everywhere you go and take a photograph, it will tag it, and you can place it on a map in software on your computer. And it also has points of interest right on the camera, so you can see basically where you are when you're traveling.
So tell me, how much this amazing device, again, which I'm still not quite sure what to call, I know it's a camera, but I feel like I should call it something more. How much is it?
$349.95.
So that's amazing for the S800C. So we have three new cameras in the Coolpix range today that we're talking about. We have the P7700, this flagship. I've got them all in my hands. I still can't find that tiny, tiny S01. The P7700, this flagship camera with sort of borderline DSLR capabilities. This brilliant little super tiny, tiny, tiny palm of your hand camera. And then a camera that can share photos the instant you take them.
Correct. Isn't that exciting?
I mean, it's amazing.
It's quite a collection, too.
Well, thank you as ever, Steve. If anyone has any more questions and they want to get in touch with the team at the MWW, they can go to press.nikonusa.com for contact details. And of course, all of our podcasts are there, including some upcoming, all the brand new information, brand new products. You can hear about it first there. Thanks again, Steve.
Thank you, Mark.